So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Apologies for the basketball talk. I'm not actually going to basketball today. I am going to go to the shops. But also I wanted to talk about personal development. I was just watching a YouTube video and there's some people putting down personal development, happy clappy, positive thinking and all that kind of thing. And what I find interesting is that the people who put that down are people who may have gone on it and haven't got the results. And that's fine, I would understand why they would actually put that down if they haven't got results. However, there are definitely a group of people who have gone through personal development, such as me, and have had results. And sometimes those results can be quick. Sometimes the results can be take ages, like years. Like, I remember going on one personal development training, and I'd been on a previous one 8 years before, and I got a fresh learning. It was the same course. I did it again, and I'd listened to the same story, and I got a fresh learning. And it was like, oh my God. And it took me 8 years to get the learning. And so sometimes you get an immediate response, and sometimes you don't get an immediate response. It just depends on what it is, who you are. We all work at different times. And so the question is, should you be paying for personal development training? And the answer for me is absolutely 100% yes. I've spent at least £120,000 on personal development training. That includes hotels, flights, and the training itself. At least £120,000 in the last 15 years. It's what's made me, or I should rephrase that, it's what's enabled me to get to this stage. Are they crossing? Yeah, they're crossing. It's an old couple of a cat decided for crossing the road. It's definitely what's enabled me to get to this stage. It's not the only thing that's enabled me to get to this stage. There's been lots of different things. I've tried lots of different things. I've failed at lots of different things. But personal development has been the one thing that's been constant. The one thing that, when I felt down, has enabled to pick me up. And the one thing that's been like a refueling station along the way. I see myself as being a Ferrari, okay? But if you don't refuel the Ferrari, it doesn't go very far. It runs out of fuel after a couple of hundred miles. And for me to be the most efficient luxury vehicle that I can be, I have to refuel myself with the good stuff, with the good petrol, okay? And I see most people and they don't get these refuels and they hang around negative forums or negative groups on Facebook and they find other people that personal development hasn't worked for. I've walked on burning hot coals. I've broken arrows with my throat. I've done all these amazing things. I've done billionaire boot camp and people go, are you a billionaire yet? No, that's why I'm on the bloody training, you muppet. Am I a millionaire? Yes, and I have been for a couple of decades. Probably not a couple of decades, about 15 years, probably. 10 years, 15 years, I don't even know. And your net worth goes up and down anyway, so who the hell knows? Am I financially free? Yes. Is it just because of personal development? No, there's been all these extra things that I've had to go through to get to the stage where I made it to be financially free. I went through a stage of hating property, for example, not realising that I was just a few feet from gold. That actually, if I just rejigged the property that I had and made more of an effort to control income and expenses, but actually that's the thing that I'd been investing in but would ultimately make me financially free, and that's exactly what happened. And so that's what you should be doing too. You should be working on your personal self, on your mindset, on your belief system. And I see all these comments on social media and on forums, oh, it never helped me, and oh, and it's like, well, that's why you're not financially free. You're a bit of a muppet. Why don't you give yourself the best opportunity? So look, it's like this. If you don't go on personal development because you don't believe it's not for you, then don't go on personal development. But then do not poo-poo it for other people that can benefit from it just because you either don't want to do it or you've gone on it and you've not got the result that you were hoping for. I can tell you, I've done Unleash the Power Within. I think I've done that 3 times with Tony Robbins. I've done all of Tony Robbins' training, by the way. You should go do that. It's an amazing experience. Is it happy-clappy American bullshit? Yes. Is it worthwhile? It's like 700 quid. Two tickets for £1,200, something like that. You should go do it. Go experience it for yourself. Stop listening to other people. Oh, no, it's all happy clappy and dancing. Have I happy clapped and danced? Hell yeah. Have I had tears and snot? Hell yeah. That's the whole point. That's why you go on a damn thing. None of us are perfect. None of us are going to get out of this alive. None of us are going to get out of this unscathed, without scars, personal mental scars. None of us will get out of this. We've all had our stuff. And if you've not had stuff yet, then congratulations, you've got the biggest lessons ahead of you. And they are painful lessons. But can personal development help you get through that stuff? Hell yes. I'm an NLP master practitioner. Has that stuff helped me massively? Yes. Has it helped my family? Yes. I had coffee with a mate yesterday and we did some NLP work with him. He didn't even know what we were doing. We were having conversational hypnosis about eating fast food because he was eating it every day, and we did a reframe about how you should be eating it once a week because that's really what he wanted, and we did a little bit of work around that. We did a little bit of NLP, a little bit of hypnosis, and I was saying, you know, just to let you know, we're just doing a little bit of work right now, but don't think about it too much. You might want to think about it while you're asleep and while you're dreaming. When you wake up, you might have a new decision. You know, we're putting stuff in there, and he was up for it. We can change lives very, very quickly, and when you've got the tools to be able to do that, everything looks like a better opportunity. So don't be afraid to go on personal development. Pay the money, go on the training, get your learnings. You might not get the learnings immediately like I didn't, might be 8 years. You might get some of the learnings immediately like I did and made instant changes in my life. Instant changes. Hell, I did hypnosis with my 4-year-old going back a number of years. 10 years ago, in fact, and stopped her from, she was going through a bedwetting situation because of separation and all this stuff, separation anxiety, like that. 1 6-minute conversation. I had another conversation where one of them was being sick and ill, felt really bad in the back of a car. I was driving at the time, I jumped in the back, she was going to be sick. We did some hypnosis for about 20 minutes, got her to think forward, got her to release the, to purge effectively. When she, by the time she lands on the couch and has a sip of water, she'll feel better. Instant, like that. We got home, had a sip of water. We did a whole bunch of work around that. And honestly, if I'd not have been there and seen that, I wouldn't have believed it myself either. But this stuff is real, and it absolutely has helped me on my personal journey of creating money, creating wealth, generating cash, all that stuff. But for some people, it's not going to work because you don't believe, you're not into it, and that's totally fine. You're on your own journey. Go for that, but don't knock other people that are on their journey that have had tremendous results from that, because I can see it, and I've got friends who've done it. But it was a guy who kept going into anaphylactic shock, and I've seen it on stage. I've seen amazing things that I don't even want to go into. Stuff that you just would not believe. It's there, it's accurate, it's true. I've seen it, I've spoken to these people. We've seen a guy hypnotised, and they removed the number 7, and so he was counting his fingers, I think he only had 9 fingers, but he knew he had 10 fingers, and he couldn't work out where the other finger was. I've seen it, and I spoke to him afterwards, and he was like, yeah, I just couldn't work it out. He was just so confused about where his other finger had gone, because he could only count to 9 fingers, because they removed the number 7 from his... It's like amazing stuff, right? So, don't be afraid, go on it, explore. The world is a beautiful, beautiful place, and it's full of possibilities and opportunities, but not if you're hanging around on those forums and those Facebook groups that are so negative. Oh, it doesn't work. Oh no, my mate did it and it didn't work for him. It works for everybody else at different speeds. You need to go and find your own route. Stop listening to other people. Go on a discovery for yourself to find out what's going to work. Is it a waste of money? It might be. Do you owe yourself the opportunity to find out? Hell yes, I absolutely think you do. So go and take a look. Alright, hope that's useful. Long one there, went on for a little bit, as you do. But I hope that's useful. Come and drop me a message in the comments. Come and join the Facebook group. Come and say hello. Come and have an argument with me. That's totally fine. You'll get an argument back. But I hope that's useful, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Have a good day. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.